Hi, everybody. It's Francie Hakes from Best Case, Worst Case. I am really excited today because Wondery, our podcasting host company, is doing a very exciting promotional Thanksgiving binge. And toward that end, I am so excited to be welcoming as a guest Richard O. Jones. He is the host of the podcast True Crime Historian. Welcome, Richard.
Hey, Francie. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thanks. I'm so excited to talk to you. Your podcast is so fascinating. Jim Clementi, my co-host, and I do true crime, and we talk about it from a prosecutor's and an agent and defense attorney perspective, but you're doing sort of a much more dramatic, almost recreations of the crime. How did you get into podcasting?
Well, I was a newspaper man for 25 years. I worked for my local newspaper, although I didn't do courts and crimes. I was more of a culture and arts reporter. And I what happened to the newspaper business, we don't need to get into all that. But in 2013, they offered me a buyout. And not having anything else to do or plan B, I'd done some research on a local murder that happened in my hometown. So I thought I'd write a book about that since I had all the research done. And it got a lot of interest, and I actually ended up writing three books during my severance period. The one I first wrote isn't published, still sitting on that one, but I did get two other ones published. And so I started going out and talking to libraries and telling the stories and things of that sort. And, you know, sometimes they'd give me a little bit of an honorarium. And after about a year or so of doing this, and I get my first royalty check, I was so disappointed that I made more money talking about my books than I did actually selling the books. And so I just kept talking, you know. I recorded one of my presentations and I put it up for a radio station to have access to it. I put it up on a podcasting website, you know, a free hosting thing, and just kind of forgot about it. And I went back a little bit later, almost a year later, and found that it had gotten several thousands of listens without me even doing anything to guide people there. And that was about the same time that Serial took off and true crime was becoming the hot thing. And even though, you know, true crime, as you know, is a pretty crowded podcasting field, I felt like
it
I had a nice angle because as I was doing my research for these books, I would go through old newspaper archives and then I would see on the other side of a page a headline about, you know, a gruesome murder or, you know, two shot dead. And I go, ooh, I wonder what that one was like. And so I'd go back and I'd try to find the articles where they first found the body and then, you know, follow it through the trial process. And, you know, if there was an execution back in the old days, they really gave these things great descriptions, you know, and I should start falling in love with these stories and out of the newspapers and the way they wrote them and the way they told their stories that I thought, you know, this would be a great podcast to just read old newspaper stories and put them together as a story. So I kind of look at it like that. It's like I'm unfolding the case as it would have happened would have been revealed to the people back in the day that it took place.
Well, that's what I think is so fascinating about it. When I was listening to your most recent podcast about the wealthy woman in the Northwest marrying the man who just got out of Walla Walla, you tell it from a first person perspective. And I think that seems really unique to me.
Yeah, because, you know, in my year, I might have done more reporting on crimes and things of that sort, but we weren't allowed to tell stories the way they could back in, you know, my sweet spot is like the 1870s to the 1940s. Things started changing in journalism then, and it seems to me that they became a little less focused on the storytelling aspects and more on the facts of the case, if you know what I'm talking about. So things kind of changed up a little bit then, but I just fell in love with the way they wrote about it then. It was almost like reading they were precursors to true crime writing.
Well, I think our listeners on Best Case, Worst Case will really love your podcast, True Crime Historian. So I'm sure that they will check it out.
Yeah, I hope so. And, you know, and you mentioned that we kind of look at these from two different cases, two different points of view. And one of the things back in those days and the days that I'm talking about in the podcast is I think they had a pretty good relationship with a lot of the prosecutors and things of that sort, you know, that there was a bit more of a rapport between them than, you know, today you have HIPAA laws and privacy laws and all kinds of stuff that get in the way. But I think they had a great relationship back then, more of a symbiotic thing. And they would let the prosecutors go off on their tangents. And sometimes they would present the whole closing arguments verbatim and things like that. So it's really cool. So I was listening to a couple of your episodes catching up today and noticed that the last couple ones have been about children. And I tend to shy away from those because, I don't know, they make me sad, you know? So I did one about one of the saddest things I ever did was one of my early ones about the Frank Lloyd Wright, the massacre at Frank Lloyd Wright's compound in Wisconsin back in 1914. And there was this scene where the two children of his fiancée were killed. And there's a scene where he's delivering the coffins to the children's father as he puts them in their car. And it just breaks my heart to read that kind of stuff. And so I was listening to these stories and thinking of your episodes and thinking about that. And do you ever get that? I mean, do you have cases, is it children or anything like that that kind of gets under your skin as a prosecutor? Is it that you kind of have to think about like that?
I do. Jim and I both have a background and a specialty in crimes against children. It was something that I focused my career as a prosecutor on, both as a state and a federal prosecutor. But Jim and I also did other kinds of cases. We certainly have other kinds, but those are definitely the ones when we have, in fact, our most recent two episodes, you're right, focused on children. One was our guest, Patty Daly Lewis from the Beau Biden Foundation. And she was talking about a case that she had in her career that was about a parental kidnapping. It wasn't child abuse in the traditional sense, but it was parental kidnapping that ended absolutely horrifically, especially for the children. You know, our listeners seem to really appreciate our focus on getting behind police lines, which is kind of our tagline when we're talking about these kind of cases and bringing them a new perspective that they've never heard before. Not just a just the facts, ma'am approach, but a true insider look at these cases from the professionals who investigate and prosecute them and how those cases affect them. And Jim and I have a lot of experience on that front, especially in crimes against children. And you're right, they're very difficult to deal with. They're very difficult for the professionals. But I think it's an important topic. And what we hear from our listeners mostly is, thanks for bringing up this important topic. Right. I'm learning important lessons right. on protecting children.
Right. Yeah, I think the listeners like them. That's why I do them. One of my most recent episodes, too, was about Albert Fish. He was one of the most vile, disgusting men I've ever heard about in my life. But it was a listener request, so I did it. And people are loving it, you know, as disgusting as it was.
No, they really do. And I really enjoy your podcast. And I'm going to encourage the Best Case, Worst Case listeners to go find True Crime Historian on Wondery and their favorite listening app. It's been great talking to you, Richard. Anyone can subscribe to both our shows, True Crime Historian or Best Case, Worst Case, on Apple Podcasts or their favorite listening app. And I encourage them to go and check out the Thanksgiving binge recommendations at wondery.com/Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
They can also find a video on how to listen to a podcast for all their family members or first-time podcast listeners. That's wondery.com/Thanksgiving. Richard, thanks so much.
Thank
it's
you,
been
Francie.
Great talking to you.
Yeah, it's great. I'll see you down the road.
Yep. And for now, we're signing off.
Whether you're working out, walking, or running errands, Audible can help you keep your heart rate up month after month with their pulse-pounding collection of thrilling audiobooks that you can't hear anywhere else. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog, which includes thousands of titles. This month, check out the Audible original, The Space Within. It's a chilling 8-part story about a psychiatrist, Dr. Maddie Weil, voiced by Academy Award winner Jessica Chastain, who is tasked with unlocking the memories of a child who went missing for 7 hours. Maddie soon discovers that there are more who have faced similar experiences, and the truth of what is happening to them may impact the fate of humankind. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/thrill or text thrill to 500-500. That's audible.com/thrill or text thrill to 500-500.